Paul, bless his heart, man. He was all over the place. You weren't here last week, but I talked about the footsteps of Paul that I went on a tour back in 2004. And at that time, really, Paul started Christianity in Turkey. For security reasons, we could not go to Turkey. So we started his footsteps in Greece. Boy, there was a lot going on there. And he, in Greece, in Athens, where the big city is, he hung out at a place called Agora, which is the marketplace. A lot of merchants came in and out, and that's how he was able to spread the word, basically. And he was also shipwrecked at the island of Malta, which it was good because then there's a lot of people that also merchants that came from all over the world. So that was like his call center, like my call center in Costco. Same, I think about that because it is a marketplace type thing. And I meet so many people. And yeah. So yeah, Paul was, by trade, he was a lawyer. So I don't know if you guys know that, but he said, forget that. I'll be a laborer. I'll be a disciple for Jesus Christ. And that he did. So anyway, just an overview again. From Greece, we went to Italy in Rome, where he also got imprisoned. And imagine being imprisoned in a sewage stink. And then we also went next to it, went to a place called Mount Vesuvius, which is a volcano, and that place became two cities because when the volcano erupted, one city went in the water, the sea, and the other was still up there. And so if you go to that place, man, Mount Vesuvius area, you will see the two cities because then, of course, the city that sank in the bottom, it became a museum. So they really depicted it well. There was like statues or mannequins that were getting burned from the ashes of volcanoes, the fire, lava. And you just see their body, half body was all disintegrated and all of that. It was really, really interesting thing. And yeah, I learned so much from that tour. It was a trip of a lifetime as well. That's why I love traveling. I mean, you just learn so much, and God put it out there for us to enjoy these things. And yeah, for our knowledge. And then you really realize, with all my trips, I coming home and I'm like, yes, I get to have my bed. And you realize how much we have here in America. Abundance of everything, whether food, clothing, blah, blah. I mean, we still bitch and complain. People still complain that they don't have enough. I go, really? You should go to these third world countries. Then you will know. So, anyway, Glenna, God's orchestrating the Philippine laborers. I haven't been back for many, many years. Like I said, I left when I was 11, and it's really has changed so much because when I was growing up, I mean, the highways were dirt. I mean, from where we were in Olongapo City to get to Manila, the big city, it took hours on end. I think now because the streets are paved, it'll only take like a couple hours. And so yeah, I'm very excited. I'm envisioning it, you guys. Hop on board, Jim, if you want to come, because Glenna's coming too. I mean, I pray about it and envisioning it, and I say, God, you orchestrate this trip because it's a new field. I mean, they are, yeah, people there are very religious, but they don't really know the truth. They're very hospitable and generous people, but I said, God, my heart goes out to them because because they need to know the truth. And once you know the truth, it's very freeing. You guys know that. It's very, very liberating. I mean, I grew up in that religion, and it was all nothing but man-made stuff. And, I was little, I didn't know why we had to go confession. But one day, my brother got witnessed to in the back of a bus in Hawaii, and then he witnessed to me, my whole family, but it's just me and mom now that's standing. But you know what? I there was so much more clarity. It was so much more liberating, because I say, why do we have to pray and repeat while we can honestly go to God and talk to him like, yeah, he's my daddy. I can tell him, request him anything I want. Of course, it has to be in alignment with him, right? It has to go hand in hand like that. But oh my gosh, it's just so liberating. And then the fruit that comes out of it. Yeah, the fruit of the Spirit, it's in Galatians 5:22. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, goodness, faithfulness, self-temperance, and all of that. I mean, wow, don't you want to have those characters, those traits in your life? And honestly, it just gets easier and easier each time. Meaning, people look at you, like for me, I'm ministering now, I'm a leader. My life is in a fishbowl. Oh, I swear, it's so transparent that, it's so open that if you make one slight mistake, people will judge you, believers and non-believers. But I said, oh, it's okay, God, you've got my back. I'm also human if I do make mistakes. But God is like GPS. He'll redirect you and direct you where you need to be. And of course, you gotta have that desire, and then you pray and request about these things. And it's part of the learning and growing in the process, because everything takes a process, right? And when you're learning, you know that the Holy Spirit is working with you. Because, like for me, I ask, God, don't make me be stupid. I'm representing you. I want wisdom. You show me where I need to go. And then, I ask for spiritual discernment, right? Is this of you, God, or is it of the devil? So anyway, you get sharper and sharper in those things, because the more you walk with him. But the thing is, sometimes Holy Spirit in our lives is not always activated, so it gets deactivated, then you activate it each time, just like recharging your phone, right? It gets recharged and you're good as new. Like you said, Jim, the old man has to go. You're new again, and thankfully we do have that. We can renew our minds, renew everything, because we go to God. And the more you do those steps, the more you do it, then God just really works with you. But you also have to allow him and permit him to do that, right? It's not just a one-way street. I mean, these days, for me, it's moment by moment walk where I say, gee, Father, what do I do at this point? And you know that it's of God, when things are happening, because the transaction is smooth. There's no hangups or hiccups, and you feel good, and you know that it's of God. And the more you practice it, practice makes perfect. Yes, we do practice it. We have the word, we understand, we read, we have all the knowledge. But you know what? If you apply it and put it into practice, that's where the word of God comes alive. I say it many times over, because that's the way to live. I mean, you could sit there and read all you want and understand and learn, but if you don't practice it yourself, it really doesn't mean anything. Knowledge just sort of sits there. And of course, you got to feed yourself. Don't get stagnant. You keep moving, right? But then when those two come together and you apply it in your life, man, the word of God just comes so alive. And I'm sitting here wondering, oh, that's what you mean, Father. Because our God is a spirit, and that's how he operates. And then, when you're in tune with him and you're connected with him in that aspect, you're like, wow. I just go, wow, God, show me more. And along the way too, you know, it's not just in the practice, but you understand it. You have the knowledge. You know, just like when we took that tour back in 2004, the footsteps of Paul, I didn't realize he started in Turkey, but you know, we couldn't go there. And you know, Ephesus is there. They're all ruins right now because we couldn't go there. But at the time when he was in that town in Ephesus, he was addressing it to the people in Ephesus. So that's why there's the book of Ephesians. Fascinating. Okay, then we went to Greece, and that was from my last sharing in the town of Thessaloniki. Those were the Thessalonians. That's why we have First and Second Thessalonians, right? And then we went to Corinth. That Corinth Canal is beautiful. It's like in the edge of Mediterranean Sea. I mean, you see Glenna Sky? It says blue. The water is as blue as that. It's like in the edge of Greece. And you know, when he got imprisoned there, he was writing to the Corinthians. That's why there's First and Second Thessalon I'm sorry, Corinthians, right? It's really fascinating. You know, you read it, it's in the Bible, but man, when you're in the site, wow, it actually happened here. And Paul was here. Amazing. And then, of course, we went to Rome. That's when the book of Romans came alive, you know, and it just went on and on. Pretty amazing. Maybe as we were being leaders and ministers for God, eventually it will be, our names will be added on in the Bible, huh? The book of Ethel. Just kidding. I have many adventures, and I say, chapter one, where do I start, man? But one thing that I know where I start is with the Holy Spirit. Once you're connected with Him, you guys, it's very, very important. I encourage you. That's the connection, is the Holy Spirit connection. No matter what goes on in your life, trials, tribulations, challenges, blah, blah, blah. You know, in this world, we will have that. But you know something? I know I have it, but I don't dwell on the trials and tribulations. What I dwell on is my faith and my confession, my victory and triumph. Because you know what? No matter what situation that you're in, good or bad, God's got your back. Okay? And we serve a great big mighty God. And I just don't know how I could not live without him. I mean, each morning, yeah, I wake up. Before my feet lands on the floor, I said, God, what have you want me to do today? But when I'm just like I'm operating, doing chores, whatever, I set the timer, then I speak in tongues. I can't, that's another thing I need to encourage you guys about is speak in tongues much. I've never spoke in tongues so much. I mean, Paul talked about that he's thankful that he speaks much than all of us, but we can do the same thing, right? We can speak in tongues much. You guys, it's the perfect prayer. And it's your communication with your dad. Man, what a connection, right? So yeah, encourage that. Like you know, staying connected and speak in tongues much and pray for laborers. And you know what's big too is honoring your first fruits. That's when you honor your first fruits, man, just I've mentioned before that God is in the business of multiplication and addition. He doesn't subtract or divide. He just keeps multiplying. So the more you give, the more you receive, right? And of course, the heart behind that is you got to give with a cheerful heart, right? So yeah, I'm seeing that too. You want results? You want to bear much fruit? Boy, do these things. These are our fundamentals. You know, like Jim, how would I have known that I would meet you? I prayed for you, for Glenna. Well, I've been fellowshipping with Glenna ever since in California. But Jim, how did we meet at the food court? You were right in front of me, and that's where we started. I didn't know. I could not have been there at that time and that day. So did you. But you came from somewhere and your steering wheel was going to Costco, right? Amazing how God connects us all. You know why we need that? We need to get the Holy Spirit activated in our lives moment by moment, day by day now. You know, it's not just, oh, yesterday, yes, today, no. It's not how you feel. Those are so carnal, right? And there are times, you know, I get hard-heartedness because of a situation. I don't like it. I'm not at peace. I'm not joyful. God says in His word, be still and know that I'm God. And with that word still, you know, be patient, right? He's talking about the fruit of the Spirit there. Be joyous even in the midst of your challenges. And you know, it gets easier as you give everything to God, right? It just so, man, you just know that you know that He's gonna deliver you from whatever it is, right? Situation. And it may take some time, 2 minutes, 2 hours, 2 months. Sometimes, you know, before what I used to do is I pray about it 2 hours later. God, didn't you hear me? But don't even question it because it's in His timing. And I know that you guys know that. It's God's timing that we wait on Him until He answers those prayers, because sometimes, you know, a situation might be that it might take some time to work on a person or whatever it is that you're requesting or you need deliverance from, and that's okay. So wait, and with great anticipation, he said, you just say, wow, Father, when it does come to pass, I am like, I knew it, you know, because God never abandons you, never forsake you. He's always got you. That's the kind of Father that we have, right? What an amazing walk. And that's the part when you know that this way to walk is the most perfect and excellent way. And so I can't stress that enough. I really encourage you guys, keep the Holy Spirit recharge activated in your life. You know, don't be wishy-washy in that. You just stay focused. You look to God for everything and anything. And I tell you, no matter what coming situations, challenges that you may have, it just the load just get easier and easier. I know that you guys experience that as we go to God. That's why we have God. Oh my goodness, I just. Our Father, I always picture myself sitting on his lap, hugging him, reaching for the cookie jar. And they're whole big cookies too, you know, it's not just crumbs. We don't have a crummy God. No, crummy. We have a God that's the whole thing, you know, and we have the best God there is, because you know why? He's a living God. He raised Jesus Christ from the dead, right? He's living. He's not dead, or he's some statue that we're praying to or whatever. He's a living God. Yes, his spirit. You know that you know. But stay connected that way. Be strong and be of good courage. That's what he says in Deuteronomy. Keep going, keep moving. Because when God moves, he moves very swiftly. And we have to be prepared. You know, just like with Lawrence's trip going there to India and Nepal, I've been in those places. I tell you, those believers, man, they are moving so swiftly. That's why, Matt, you witness to them, and poof, it's got the people, because you know they're communal. They you know, maybe the wife gets witnessed to, and then there's the husband. And then, you know, they've got their relatives, cousins, uncles, aunts, whatever, and they just multiply. I remember when I was in Nepal, we were in I think Kathmandu. There was this hall, I swear it looks deceiving from the outside. It's small. It's a hall. Once you enter, dang, People are sitting down. There were 2,000 people. And I went, whoa, 2,000. And then, you know, we had the special seats because, you know, we came from the US. We had chairs. But, you know, they were sitting down on their butt, no chairs, right? And they had their legs crossed. It really never ceased to amaze me how they could sit there for long hours. Well, you know, they eat a lot of curry, right? Like, so the seasoning there is like turmeric, and that's an anti-inflammatory. So, you know, that helps with the diet. I mean, 5 hours on end. And then some of them, they're not wearing shoes. They come from wherever. They either walked and don't have a good shoes, or they take the bus or the train or by car, but they're there. That's why when they're there to fellowship, they stay for hours, and that's really great. I see then I'm on the podium speaking, and of course there's an interpreter. I'm like, wow, how could they even sit there for that long? And they're just like with an awe, they're there, you know, watching you, listening to you. Lots of encouragement. I mean, this can happen to us too here in the Western world, in the US, in the UK, right? It's just that we can explode just like them. You know, they're just moving faster. They don't question it. Oh, what if, what if? They just move. So I'm very excited, Glenna, with the Philippine laborers. I know right now I've been praying about it, envisioning it, my goal, because God has to like work things out with people, situations. I need to have a connection there in the Philippines and here too, you know, and boom, one day it'll just click. And so I'm very excited. Just like you guys, you can have goals. For all I know, maybe Jim wants to go to Africa. I don't know. And Glenna, she's coming with me to the Philippines. And yeah, it's a beautiful country, you guys. It's improved a lot. Like I said, lots of resorts now and everything. And your dollar can go a long, long way. So anyway, there goes my sharing. It went. So hey, Glenna, do you want to share something, dear? What's in your heart? You want to tell us what God's been doing in your life? I don't know where she went. But yeah, anyway, Jim, if you're interested, you want to come to Myrtle Beach. That's around, I believe, May. Well, I'm leaving May 28th and through June 6th. And